doing work. 2-4 on my shirt. He the greatest on the court, and I'm the greatest on the verse. Going for the fourth ring like it was his first. Gotta get the gleam. Do it for Kareem. 2-4 so nice. Being the Lakers, they do need a star. And I do feel that Paul George, just, you know, the glamour part, I do feel that a young star like Paul George does fit for what the Lakers, as far as, like, you know, the glitz and glamour. That's great. It fits. He's young. He's from L.A. It works just fine for him. He's
This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with D and Jake, and we can send you with our NBA preview part two. We go out to the purple and gold enthusiasts. We are talking with Keith Wilson about all things the Lakers when it comes to the NBA draft and some of the prospects. Welcome to the podcast, Keith.
What's up, man?
Keith is one of my good friends. We play 2K, and he's one of the Laker fans that I argue with a lot. And one of the things I have always told you, that the Lakers will be back before the New York Knicks. So we do have that going.
That is true, yes. Facts.
Yeah, we're going to talk about how that process is going to come to be, because the second pick in the draft and the 28th pick as of right now. The real question when we start out is, you know, we know the Paul George rumors, even the LeBron James rumors about 2018. But do you feel the franchise needs to be aggressive this offseason?
I think we should be patient. I don't feel they need to press the issue. I mean, there's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of trade rumors. It's just starting up. But I do feel like Paul George will be a Laker come, you know, 2018 or whenever this deal's up.
What do you feel the Lakers need, and how would even Paul George fit in with that system? Tom Habersham was on ESPN today, you know, using that terrible touchscreen graphic, saying he would fit good with D'Angelo Russell and, you know, if it was Julius Randle still there and Brandon Ingram. But how do you see it fitting in with the Lakers?
Being the Lakers, they do need a star. And I do feel that Paul George, just, you know, the glamour part, I do feel that a young star like Paul George does fit for what the Lakers, as far as, like, you know, the glitz and glamour. That's great. It fits. He's young. He's from L.A. It works just fine for him. He's young. He got time. And as far as, like, the skill asset, as far as, like, the game itself, he's a young slash. He's athletic. Not really injury prone. He had that one little – okay, it wasn't little. That big injury.
That was a freak injury, though, running into the stanchion the Olympic practice.
Right. It wasn't crazy. It's not like he has a nagging knee or anything like that. Even before that, even after that, he's been great. And you haven't heard anything. It's like nothing actually happened.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, it's crazy with a leg injury. Yeah. I mean, it was the one thing they did say would have happened, it was a clean break. That was the thing that it actually was probably one of the best.
That was the best part. Yeah. So it probably healed. It said it healed stronger. So that's great. And he's not as young as the kids, but he's young. So, you know, it won't be so much tension. He's going to make the game fun for them. Because 2-3 years, all we've been doing is taking L's. So, you know, you come in, it's like a person that you look up to on the court. They come in the court, they put you on their team. They put you on their back. It's like, oh, I know y'all tired of losing, so let's get some wins. So now it makes winning easier. So, you know, as far as, like, yeah, Lonzo, and then it's just like, it's spectacular in the court, in the backcourt. And then, you know, you got Randle, Julius Randle. I hope he's still there. I doubt they trade him. And, Ingram, he's still developing, so it's just going to be fun. And then you got Zubac and you got Larry Nance. It's going to be a fun young organization here. So,
well, you definitely got to feel good about Luke Walton at the helm as a coach.
Yes,
and he almost won you guys too many games at the end of the season. How did you feel about the way that went down? Because it might have cost the Lakers the number one overall pick with the ping pong balls.
It seems all too familiar. It's like deja vu. Like, you know, we won games towards the end last year as well, and I felt like somehow they must have got the science down because we ended up with the second pick again. So I'm not really, you know, like I told you earlier, you know, the one pick nowadays is kind of not overrated, but I just feel like when the talent is in an even pool, it's just like it makes things harder. You have a higher pick. Instead of having, like, the second pick where you just, oh, you picked that guy? Great, I'm going to pick this guy. Or the third pick, but you picked those two guys? Okay, I'm going to pick this guy. because it's all even. It's just like, you know, whoever goes first, okay, y'all can go first. I'm going to still have a good pick regardless. So,
basically talking about the way that the draft prospects look in this year's draft.
Right.
You mentioned Lonzo Ball. We know that the Sixers made the trade with the Celtics, and they're going all in on Markelle Fultz, so that's kind of slated the way that you're saying. Do you think the Lakers are going to go with Lonzo Ball? Is there somebody else, De'Aaron Fox, you know, Josh Jackson? It seems like the Celtics kind of like him, but the Lakers are in that catbird seat. That's kind of why we wanted to have you on the podcast because, you know, I really truly believe, like, this is a great draft, and I think these guys that go high in this draft, it might be the closest thing that we get to rebuilding that old Lakers-Celtics rivalry that the ESPN ran that 30 for 30 that we've been seeing the last couple weeks.
This might throw a lot of people off, but I do feel that it's either Lonzo or De'Aaron Fox. I honestly don't feel that Josh Jackson's in the mix at all. And, you know, even though he had a good workout ethic, I forgot what I was watching. I think it was the mock draft with Jalen Rose. He had a guest up there, and he says, you know, he said something interesting. It was basically like, you know, teams will lie all week come draft night, and they just lie. And I don't feel – I was looking at Josh Jackson's draft express, and I don't feel – I honestly don't even understand how he was averaging 20 points. He can't create for himself a lot, and he has bad shooting mechanics. It looks like it can't be fixed. Even with Lonzo has a – good stroke. It's a horrible mechanic, but it's a good stroke. And if you're talking about potential, then it's Lonzo or De'Aaron. But I feel like Josh Jackson is going to end up being a really good defender. And I think that's what the Celtics want. And I think that's what the Celtics would get. But I do feel that the Lakers, as far as like a need, a scorer like in De'Aaron Fox or just a facilitator like Lonzo Ball. I do feel like Lonzo Ball is the guy, but if there was a second choice and Lonzo's not up there, De'Aaron Fox.
I'm a huge De'Aaron Fox fan. I just think he's a winner. The Lonzo Ball, you bring up the jump shot, the motion.
Right.
I've never seen a guy make it in the NBA shooting from his belly button the way Lonzo Ball does. So, you know what I mean? It's just what I mean. But I like the way that his leadership on the floor, he's a floor general and all those other things. I mean, they're definitely going to be working on that. And if anybody has worked on their shot, I mean, we know Luke Walton, when he came into the league, he worked a lot on his shot. He definitely would have that personal experience to work with Lonzo Ball. Who else in this draft, when we get out of the lottery, I mean, one of the guys that I think about in those mid-rounds that's projected is Justin Jackson, another Jackson, but the one from North Carolina. At that 28th pick, you know, who's somebody in the late round, picks in the draft that you think the Lakers might go after?
Really, really like Derek White, Colorado. I really like him. And I feel like, you know, he's a combo guard as well. And our forward spots are filled up. If Paul George happens to come, it'd be no sense in drafting another forward. And it goes nowhere, then he'd be harder to trade. But I do feel like having two guards who could play combo, like a Derek Whitehead, would be great. He plays so professionally. He's very efficient. You know, you see a lot of guards nowadays, they take a lot of contested shots. Jordan Clarkson. And he's not like that. Like, he's pro. He's real passive. He dissects the D. He is – I'm not even sure how he's going so late, honestly. But somehow, if he falls that far, which I doubt, I hope the Lakers take their way.
Took a little shot there, Jordan Clarkson. Who do you think that, you know, is not going to be there opening night come, you know, October for the Los Angeles Lakers?
I think most of them will be there due to the fact Luol Deng has a big-ass contract. Timothy Mozgov also has a big contract. Nobody's looking to get those guys, just them by themselves, especially with those contracts. If, you know, you want to trade them away, of course they're going to ask for that 28th pick. You know, they'll probably ask for one of our young prospects. So I don't think that will work. It'll probably work, like, come February. I doubt Randle's leaving unless something interesting like another first-round pick comes along. But even then, I think trading for the pick, if somebody says yes and they're, you know, a top 10 pick or, you know, even like a 15 pick, if Magic will have a hard time agreeing to trade Julius Randle because, you know, he had a lot of potential right now. I think they're just, you know, just looking at the offers and see what comes up as far as like
Would you be okay with a Jordan Clarkson trade that acquired, you know, either a player or a draft pick?
That's a good question. That's a good question. You know, I was speaking about Derek White before, and with that being said, I like Clarkson. He's supposed to be a combo guard. He's not that big, not that small. Yeah, he takes a lot of contested shots. He takes a lot of unnecessary shots. His D is good, but, you know, it's not, you know, also coming with his size, his D is not, you know, it's not locked down or anything like that. Do I feel like he could still be better? Can he get better? Yeah, probably, but yeah, I'm as far as like trading anybody, yeah, then Clarkson could be the first to get traded.
Talk about Lonzo Ball. You know, the question that everybody brings up is, will Kobe Bryant be inviting LeVar Ball into the box to watch Laker games with him?
Hopefully not. people have different opinions about LeVar Ball, but, you know, all in all, he's just a good father. But I think he really is going to cool down, hopefully. You know, he comes off as crazy, but, you know, he's just a fun-loving dad at the end of the day. So, you know,
Well, we're ready for Lonzo Ball to put on the purple and gold, aren't we?
Yeah.
When are your Baller Brand O2s showing up, man? You got your delivery date?
February 1st, 2023, okay? Let's get it.
All right. Well, we talk about the future as well. What's realistic expectation next season for the Lakers? I know we've been speculating a lot about who's going to be on the roster and whatnot, but you think, you know, a lot of that's going to be intact. And they add that, if they add that talent, you know, what does a Ball Russell backcourt look like? Or, you know, even if they did add Paul George, I mean, are we seeing the Lakers sneak into that eighth spot, or is that too soon this season?
See, they're all young. It's like they're probably like third year all together. We're going to be a very aggressive young team. Much like a Golden State, much like a Oklahoma, we're going to start off bad, and it's going to be all good when it's said and done. So I do feel like next season, you know, we're going to get more than 28 wins. So I'm looking like probably – realistically, 40 to 45 wins.
That's definitely better than trust the process, so, you know.
Yes.
All right, we're going to get you out of here on this one, man. You know, you got the shout-outs. You know, you got a huge following out there on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The people in the – don't forget about the people in the hood, man. Who you want to shout out, who you want to mention, and how can people follow you on social media?
First off, you can – Black Dynamite. That's on Twitter. You can look me up on Facebook, my name, Keith Wilson. I want to give a shout-out to you for having me on your show, your podcast. I want to give a shout-out to Lance Vern, Glenn Tucker, Shannon, even Hustle's Ass, Mike Mann. I would shout-out to those guys. That's pretty much it, man.
Shout-out to Kobe Mode. I'm not going to leave that guy out. The one guy who reps for the Lakers just as hard just because of the Kobe.
Left him out like Curry, you know what I'm saying? shout-out to Kobe Mode.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Cavs fans, you're not going to like this guy's Twitter feed. I'm just going to warn you right now. He basically was repping Dub Nation during the whole NBA Finals. But, you know.
This is before my guy, Demetrius, over here said, what's your Twitter handle? Like, snap. You don't want to see that.
I believe it or not, I've seen worse from Boston fans and Warrior fans. So, you know, it doesn't, you know, I'm unfazed. And we got our own problems in Cleveland right now. We got to find a GM, you know. So, I mean, there is that too. So. But we thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more. We got a Cavs reaction to the not renewing of David Griffin's contract. We got a special podcast coming there. So we will be back at you and talking to you at next time on With an Ohio Bias. Thank you for listening. You can hear more of things like this on With an Ohio Bias. Be checking us out, withanohiobias.com. You can find us on iTunes, the full podcast on iTunes. Just search With an Ohio Bias. Give us a like, subscribe, and write us a review even. And we would really appreciate that. Thanks for listening, and we will.